is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final hour of The Usual Suspects on a Way Back Wednesday. Barry, Nick, and Joel. Barry at hour number one. I have hour number two. What the hell is going on in hour number three? Who is this? Is this Gaga?
Yes, Lady Gaga. Christmas tree. This is like when she was relevant.
Barry, and when you and the family are around the tree.
Yeah, this is
hot cocoa and Gaga.
She was relevant at the time, and she was just so determined to be such a, what's the word?
Thirsty?
Freaky. Did she just say hose under the mistletoe?
Yeah, it's a cheesy ass Christmas song.
I figured
the peeps would like it.
Yeah.
That ought to get you the win by itself. Did you post the songs?
I did. Okay. You want me to post a poll too, or do you not want me to do that, sir?
That's clearly up to you. That's up to you guys.
Thought it was up to you.
I don't know. You disqualified yourself, Barry, right? Based on the Ramones?
No, my list got all butchered.
Okay.
So, no, I didn't disqualify myself. It was just not a good song.
It was really only two songs. Three songs.
Do what?
I think it was a rough week with the theme.
I actually liked it. I think there was some room to have some fun. I mean, the Run DMC is a great Christmas song. The Hanukkah song was great. There were some opportunities here. It's not my fault someone picked Lady Gaga.
I know
hey,
she listen didn't
to the rest. Listen to the rest of the list.
Okay.
There's
you
seven
didn't
more songs.
Any of Nick's songs yet, by the way.
Huh?
You didn't reference any of Nick's songs when you were pulling what was great about the week.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, was that intentional?
We both had the Jackson 5 on there. So, you know, we had it together.
And then, Nick, you had your list.
Christmas themed list. I followed the rules.
You did? You did indeed. You did indeed.
So I saw ESPN reference this morning, but they were talking about and there's several different lists out there. But 2019, as we come to a close, the sports franchises, top ranked franchises in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys 1, Yankees 2.
Real
Madrid soccer and FC Barcelona soccer 3 and 4. 5 a bit surprising. The New York Knicks.
Really?
I don't know. Is that just because New York, the garden, the whole...
The attendance is still there?
I guess they draw well, right?
Yeah, but is this based off of revenue?
So...
What's the criteria? Because if it is just revenue, then yeah, it's probably also because of the garden.
It includes all sports and all the major leagues in soccer. It says it rates people who simultaneously became the first team to surpass $4 billion in value and the first non-association soccer team to top the ranks since its inception in 2010. Manchester United and Real Madrid were added for those reasons. So I guess it's overall profits. I guess profitability, whether it be through merchandising, your sponsorship deals, your ticket sales.
Arena revenue. Yeah.
Right?
So that's why they're up there.
But do you think that means all concerts and everything else for the Knicks?
Yeah. Because if they own the arena, they get the revenue.
That's a good question. I don't know if Dolan does own the arena or not.
I would be willing to bet they do.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
So the highest ranking Houston team?
Dynamo. Just kidding. Texans.
Indeed. What number?
I'm going to say low 20s, 23.
Close. Very close.
What?
22.
Oh, really?
Texans at 22.
Okay.
Rockets at 38.
Astros at 46.
Astros did not make the top 50.
Oh, damn.
So there's that.
Got work to do. Rockets at 8 at what? At what?
Rockets at 38.
Check in next year. Won't be that anymore
because
they're going to lose out on that China revenue.
I feel like that's true. And also the fact that maybe if the team wasn't sold before this publication came out and they weren't sold for, what, over $1 billion, maybe.
So they get the value there, though, Nick. So the Texans are valued at $2.8 billion, and they have the Rockets valued at $2.3 billion. So it's gone up from when Tillman bought it.
Yeah, because it's becoming a standard. Even if your team sucks, it's starting to become a standard where you're not just going to hit. A billion is going to be about the standard for a lot of these teams, even when you're not that good.
Yeah,
it's so. I can see it going up to, you know, two billion by now, because it's been what, two seasons now.
I just felt like the Lakers were in the top five.
And that fast?
Yeah.
That's craziness.
Lakers at 3.7 bill. Cowboys at $5 billion. That's Jerry insane. Jones' return on investment since he bought that team is ridiculous. Yes, Jerry
Jones. Well, how much was it?
It wasn't close to $5 billion. I mean, because remember, we were breaking records with the Clippers at $2 billion.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Because I'm trying to think. When did he buy it?
Boy, this was before they won the championships with Jimmy Johnson, so it was quite a while. Oh, look, before
that was, he fired Tom
that
Landry.
That was 20-some years ago,
well,
right?
Well, he fired Tom Landry, right?
He did.
So that was a long time ago. That had to have been, God, when was that? That was late 80s?
In 1989, Jerry Jones purchased the Dallas Cowboys for?
See, this is what I'm trying to figure.
It is so low, Barry.
It is. See, that's why I'm like, was it like 35 million?
Higher.
Okay, 50?
Higher.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's not as bad as I thought. How much was it?
February 25th, 1989, Jerry Jones purchased the Cowboys for $140 million.
That's amazing.
And soon after, he fired longtime coach Tom Landry.
And they're worth $5 billion now.
Right now. $5 billion.
I can't imagine. I mean, just saying the words $5 billion. And then you think it's just one sports franchise. But he's got the stadium. And he's getting the revenue from the stadium. And obviously, they get bowl games. They get,
do get everything. You're right.
They get the Red River Shootout. They get the Aggie Arkansas game. They get a ton of stuff that comes
through.
Kickoff
Classic.
Cotton Bowl.
They're in the rotation for the college football playoff.
Yep.
Super Bowls.
So he's getting, Super Bowl. So he's getting a ton of revenue off of that. But man, $5 billion from how much?
He bought it for $140 million. It's now worth $5 billion.
But even Tillman going from doubling.
What did he buy? What did he, was it 1.2 for him?
Tillman?
Yeah.
No, 2.2.
Yeah, it wasn't doubling. Yeah.
Tillman bought it for 2.2. And now it's worth 2.
So it's really it didn't really go up fast when you consider two seasons.
I thought you said
that
it went from 2 to 3.
No, it's 2.2 to 2.3.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, that ain't that much.
Really? You just throwing around that kind of change?
I mean, let it go. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these rich people didn't have that.
Don't get me wrong. If you gave me 0.1 billion, I'd be pretty happy. But
Yankees 4.6 billion. And then the two soccer teams, both 4.2 and 4.4 billion. That's a lot. Man, people don't realize just how much money soccer rakes in.
So what is the top five combined? How many billions of dollars are they worth combined?
So it's close to 20.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
top five is
math.
Close to 25. So because it's all four.
Five
four
sports
plus.
Franchises worth $25 billion.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. That just shows you what we value on this as human beings, how much value we have in sports and entertainment.
They have the Redskins valued at $3.1 billion. The Redskins,
really?
I just don't get that one. I get the rest of the top 10. You understand a lot of even the top 15. You can understand that Cubs at 15 tied with the Redskins.
I feel like the Cubs would be higher.
Then the Rams, Red Sox, Dodgers, New York Football Giants. Golden State Warriors, Lakers, Patriots.
Warriors are going to go down.
Man U. No, they're not, because they'll be back in a year and they got the new arena. And that new arena, like you said, when you get arena revenues and all that.
That's true.
So your top 15, it's Cowboys, Yankees, Real Madrid, FC Barcelona, Knicks, Man U, Patriots, Lakers, Warriors, Football Giants, Dodgers, Red Sox, Rams, Redskins, Cubs, 49ers. The only team that I look at and say, how does this fit in is the Washington Redskins.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. And the fact that three of the top, what, six are soccer?
Yep, sure are. Man U, FC Barcelona, Real Madrid.
Man.
I mean, the Panthers owner just dropped, I think it was, I'm not on the team, just the expansion fee. I think it's $200
million. No, I saw that.
A new soccer team
MLS.
In Charlotte.
He paid $3.25 million.
Just the
expansion fee. Mil. Barry,
for MLS?
$325 million for an MLS franchise in Charlotte.
aren't they talking about putting one in Austin, or is that not happening?
It's already there. Glenn Davis has already been back and forth.
Oh, has it?
Yes,
happened?
He has.
Okay.
It's going
to
be.
So somebody paid $300 million just to get a franchise in Austin as well?
David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers. I'm trying to make sure if it's
great,
three and a quarter
great
or two.
PD
yeah,
back
he's right.
In the day.
It's been reported that Tepper will pay about $300 million, possibly up to $325 million in expansion fees, about $100 million more than what was paid by the owners of the new franchises that's, located in St. Louis, Sacramento, that will play in 2022.
That is stupid. And I almost said that is, I almost Janoris Jenkins that, but that is stupid. I almost used the R word. That is dumb kind of money.
Did you see this? They list the average value of an MLS team? $240 million. So you paid three and a quarter?
For a franchise, it's going to be worth less than your franchise fee.
And you, what are you going to sell it out in Charlotte?
That's bad business.
Ooh, $22,000 a game? Come on. Your return on investment is going to be, what, 100 years from now?
Yeah, I don't know that I would do that.
I mean, I guess David Tepper is rich for a reason. I don't know. I don't know why he made the decision to do that. I guess he sees something in it business-wise, or maybe he actually views Charlotte as a solid soccer city. I did not know that. It's the 30th team, though. So they are growing.
Man. The lease for the Austin team's new soccer stadium is $225 million.
How much?
$225.
That's the lease?
It's under construction. The construction cost is going to be $240. And I would assume that the team is paying for that too, or own that too?
No, Austin's probably paying.
Oh, the city's going to pay for that?
The city's probably paying for that.
Okay.
Just to get some sort of franchise there. I would imagine... I mean, I could be wrong. I'm completely speculating, but I'm guessing Austin is like, man, we would love to have a sports franchise of some sort in this town as big as it is.
But you got to believe that, right?
Yeah, I would think that the city paid for it, but now they got to lease it. So they're going to pay $225 plus the $300 mil to get in. So you're a half bill in before you ever play a game.
No offense, but that's...
That seems silly.
Dude, that, I mean, and it's soccer, too.
Hey...
I'm just saying. I'm not killing the sport.
It's the beautiful game.
I get it, but Barry, look at
it. It matters.
Look at how much money the Chargers are losing in Los Angeles playing in a 22,000 seat stadium.
Huh?
Look at how much money the Chargers are losing playing football for 2 years in a soccer stadium that seats 22,000.
Yeah, that's true. That just says something about them not being able to fill up a soccer stadium either. Can you imagine if the Texans couldn't fill up BBVA Compass Stadium?
Why do I feel like I'm going to be a target on Soccer Matters now?
You are going to get a lot of... I'm sure he's hate texting you right now. If we get a call, we're not taking it because...
It's Glenn Davis?
It's Glenn Davis. Yep.
I kind of want him to chew Joel out anyway.
Me too.
I'll put you in the express lane, Glenn.
Just call in, Glenn. 713-780.
And you know what? He might be able to provide perspective as to why someone would pay that much money when the franchises are valued at $75 million less and where the revenue is going to come from. Whether it be in Austin or Charlotte.
What are the Dynamo? What do they value at?
And they got a nice little stadium, too.
Houston Dynamo's valuation was $220 million, according to Forbes, last year.
So if you go by that route, they're $20 million less than the average price of a MLS team.
Oh, my God.
Can we go to break? Because I literally can't stand my own song. Let's go to break.
Let's do it.
No, let's marinate. No. Let's marinate in it. I got more things to tell the people.
You're Brown?
Making all
Charlie?
The suspects pay for this.
Is this from Charlie Brown Christmas?
You picked the damn thing.
Yeah, but you can
Who's
go to break.
Who's making the suspects pay for it?
Go to break.
List.
Who sings this, by the way?
I can't say his last name, but I know the first name is Vince.
Who sings this?
Vince.
Vince who?
Vince who?
We're going to stop it at Vince. Vince and Christmas Time is Here is the name of
the artist formerly known as Vince.
Let me see. Who is it?
This is from Charlie Brown, isn't it?
Correct. It is.
I would have just said the Charlie Brown Choir, Nick, and get bailed out.
But I like to be accurate.
Say it, Barry.
I don't even see it. It's not on his list.
Vince G. Put Vince G-U-A-R. Garaldi? Garaldi?
How come this isn't on your list?
It is on my list.
No, it's not.
It's the first song on the list, sir.
The first song was Justin Bieber's Drummer Boy.
No, he had to get rid of that.
You made me get rid of it because it was in 2011.
Yeah, so I didn't get the email or whatever, so okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good. You did a great job.
I can hear Snoopy right now.
Wah, 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 wah.
That's Charlie Brown's teacher, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll go to break. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Up on the housetop, the reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And
on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I feel like the movie for the Chipmunks ruined what was a pretty good cartoon.
Why do you say that?
Because they put humans in it and tried to make it all real life and everything like that. It was fine when they just were the helium-sucking chipmunks.
Mm.
And Dave was the screaming, yelling guy.
I got to be honest with you. Never seen a Chipmunks movie or cartoon in my life.
Really?
Never was a Chipmunks fan.
I was.
And I was going to say, you don't have to be a fan, but you know who they are and you've seen them.
I know who they are, and I've seen them if there's been a commercial or something on TV. I couldn't tell you a single. I know it's Alvin, Simon, and Theodore, and that's it.
And then Dave, right, is their owner, dad, no idea. Whatever, and he screams and yells Alvin all the time.
You could have told me it was Frank. I would just assume you were correct. No idea.
I'm surprised, Nick, that you were a fan.
I didn't care. It didn't bother me. I liked Alvin and the Chipmunks. That was if it was on, I wouldn't necessarily change it. Plus, it's been around for a long time.
Now, I only say that because it's been around for a long time, and normally you're more.
But it lasted. It kept going. Like, it wasn't something that, like, started in the 50s and ended in the 60s.
Well, it's just weird. Yeah, you're right. It kept going, but.
Yeah, it started in 1958.
Yeah, it started in the late 50s.
This is the oldest thing you've ever been into.
Probably, yeah. That and Cosby before he turned.
Rapey?
Yeah.
Cosby, this was way before Cosby.
Right, but Cosby is another example of a show that was around for 3 decades because it just never went away. And Alvin and Chipmunks, probably not the same level, but never went away.
They had an album called Chipwrecked. I just so see this. Stupid. I look it up on Wikipedia. It says album, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. Music from the motion picture.
Let me play this.
God. Are you going to find Chipwrecked?
Because I don't even know.
That's an album, not a song.
Go with Witch
Doctor.
I'm
sure they have a Chipwrecked song on the Chipwrecked album.
Yeah, it's a little. This is hard. I'm not going to play this song.
What do you mean it's hard?
There's just so many different versions. There's like a Survivor version. There's a Trouble version. There's a Salsa Night version. I'm not,
the Chipmunks?
Of Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked.
There's a salsa version?
You guys want to hear it? You guys think I'm lying.
What? Come on. Oh, my God.
It's not really a salsa night, but they've called it a salsa night, and they're in the movie.
Oh, my God.
And they're playing music that's not salsa.
And these are your heroes, Joel.
I didn't say they were my heroes. I didn't say that. Now, here's the thing. We know Jim Henson and his crew were the voice of the Muppets. And those voices, who's the voice of Alvin? Because you
just speed it up. It doesn't matter. They just take anyone and then just speed it up.
I would imagine. That's what I thought it was, but I couldn't
tell
you.
It's like taking a record on 33 and a third and then just putting it on 72.
That makes sense.
That's it. You just speed it up.
Yeah, it's called by Bagdasarian, who sped up the playback to create high-pitched, squeaky voices. The Bagdasarian thing, I don't even know what that is.
So. Rossi Bagdasarian was the creator.
There you go.
The guy's name.
So that's what he did. He did exactly what Barry was saying.
Okay. Yeah, because that's, man.
Hmm.
But then you got to be really super. You're recording it like you're strung out or something like that, and you're just like.
Yeah, they're screwed and chopped, and then there's chipmunked.
And that's
that's the new rap. That would be a new rap craze. That would be awesome. Chipmunked. Not screwed and chopped. It's chipmunked.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, if you search that in YouTube, you might see something.
You think
like that.
So?
Screwed and chopped?
No.
Or?
If chipmunked.
He created a chipmunked.
Yeah. So you have, and you know, because you slow down
like auto-tune
the music
or
for Screwed and Chopped, this dude created Chipmunked. And so next, there'll be a rap thing where you'll have rappers coming out, these SoundCloud rappers will be coming out, little baby Chipmunk. Chipmunk the baby.
This whole segment was about my Alvin and the Chipmunk song. I just want you guys to know that. You guys just really wanted to pick on the list more than anything else.
No, just that selection.
No, there was a lot of amazement in there. One, that you picked such a horrible song. Two, that you were actually a fan of Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Three, I'm not alone.
Three, like, how do they do the voices? And the fact that they've been around since 1958.
That's all craziness.
That is crazy.
And Aggie Joe said you won for hour two.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Way to go, Aggie Joe.
Nope.
Appreciate that.
Your Aggies suck.
You're now blocked by Barry.
Yeah.
Just playing.
Definitely blocked.
Well, there you go, Nick. We thought you were we were getting in trouble for politics. You dropped that on them. Boy, they're going to come at you hard.
What, the Aggies suck?
The Aggies suck.
Aggies and Cowboys fans tend to, yeah.
No, I mean, there's some accuracy in that statement. They do suck.
LSU too, though.
If LSU you pick on LSU, suck.
No, I'm saying if you take shots at LSU fan, they're going to get upset too.
Oh, yeah, I know, because that was the guy that told me he would whoop my candy ass if I went to, well, no, to the state of Louisiana. I'm like, all right, settle down, Dick Young. Well, weirdo.
What do you got, Bruce Springsteen coming up next? There you go.
Oh, my God.
And technically, it's not the same song, right? Because it's a different version or no?
Is Bruce Springsteen just the white James Brown? Because you can't. I mean, when he said that, it just sounds like he's the white James Brown. Christmas! What? Bruce, no one knows what you're saying. He's terrible. I don't know how anyone could like Bruce Springsteen.
Every time his name comes up, he hates Bruce Springsteen. He despises Bruce Springsteen.
I don't know who I hate more, Billy Joel or Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, that's insulting.
I've had I've produced for a host all the time.
You what?
Wanted to play Bruce Springsteen songs on the show.
No.
You are like the absolute opposite.
Let me just tell you this.
Hate him.
If you love him, you over the top love him.
Right.
Because Glenn Davis. So true. There's three things in life Glenn Davis loves, like over the top.
That sounds horrible. Look, back that up. Just play that part that he just sang and tell me this is. That is awful. If you like that,
vocals.
Quit Christmas. You don't deserve presents this year. You're shaming baby Jesus if you sing like that. That is terrible.
He's created a cult, though. It's like Jimmy Buffett did the same thing. He created a cult where when he tours, he sells out everything within like minutes, not hours.
It's ridiculous.
Glenn Davis has three things in life: soccer, the Rolling Stones, Bruce Springsteen.
Really?
See them over and over and over and over.
And I love Glenn Davis, but boy, if he's a Bruce Springsteen fan, I have to reevaluate.
There's a lot of them out there. There really are.
Bruce Springsteen ranks up as one of the worst singers in history.
I don't know how. I don't think you realize how many people you're offending.
I was just going to say.
You can take Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel and the Doors. Get him out of here.
Disrespectful.
The doors are terrible.
What? I'm just opening the door completely for the floodgates to just start coming Billy in.
The Doors might be one of the worst bands in
that
history.
That hurts me. The Billy Joel one hurts me.
You bite your damn tongue.
Yeah.
Billy Joel sucks. All those corny ass songs. Get out of here, Billy ass Joel. No one cares.
I could have agreed with the other ones, and now you can kiss my ass. Not just a
you
part
like
of
Billy
it.
Joel?
I love Billy Joel.
Man.
Billy ass Joel. Who's Billy ass Joel?
Like, what is I don't know. He sucks, whoever he is. Oh, corny ass Billy Joel.
I'm pissed. We got to go to break.
Now that would explain why you like him.
Usual Suspects, half hour to go when we come back, right here on ESPN 97.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's just crazy how many people
I'm so
you
surprised
could
people are so upset.
I figured for me it was Billy Joel. I've heard people crap on Bruce Springsteen. Billy Joel, I feel like there's more people that respect him than Bruce, but I could be wrong. I'm not the guy to ask. I'm just saying. That's the vibe I get.
East Coast, the two gods are Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel.
And Barry hates both.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, because I'm not some New Jersey idiot.
Be better, Billy Joel. You didn't have a good career.
I'm some
Barry doesn't like you.
Some East Coast moron.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Billy Joel's New York.
Okay.
Billy Joel is still selling out Madison Square Garden 8 straight nights.
New Jersey just wants to be New York. It's the same thing.
Did you hear what I just said?
It's like saying Fort Worth and Dallas. That's the same thing.
Billy Joel just sold out MSG 8 straight nights.
Great.
This is why the Knicks are on the damn list.
How much does MSG hold? How much does Madison Square Garden hold?
20,000 probably.
So there's 160,000 idiots that bought tickets to go see one of the worst singers in American history. That's stupid.
It's also how
I'm sorry.
How no,
you guys could be out, not you, but listeners could be outraged all they want. Those are three garbage ass.
20,780.
Yeah, so 160,000 tickets.
I just put capacity. Should've usually that's the max. Usually,
That's normally for basketball. And then you say you get the whole floor seating with you take the court out of the equation, you can go up.
There are people that are upset, and I don't even know at which one. Like,
what was I going
to
say?
ATX Homo Girl was like, "You are dead to me, Barry." I'm like, "For which one? That. The Doors, Springsteen, or Billy Joel?" Because I don't care either
way. What
about
the Rolling
Stones? Because they all can suck it.
What about the Rolling Stones?
I like the Stones.
Okay.
Yeah, Stones are good.
I was just going to say, because of the four, most people will dislike three and take exception with one.
What do you mean? Oh, of the, like,
you all... won't get a complete...
Yeah, they don't like all of them.
All four of them?
Here's the thing. Two of them can't sing, of the three I named, and one of them shouldn't.
God, you're brutal.
Bruce Springsteen cannot sing. If you try to tell me that Bruce Springsteen has a good voice, you're either lying or deaf. And maybe both.
I don't think it's a bad voice.
It's awful. It sounds like he gargles with rocks. It literally sounds like he drank a glass of hot lava.
I am.
It is awful.
I'm with Barry on the Doors. I'm with Barry on Springsteen. I'm not with him on Billy Joel.
If you were to be riding a motorcycle naked and fell off, that's what it feels like when I listen to Bruce Springsteen sing. That's how bad it is to me. Now, the Doors, I was telling you at the break, the Doors, Jim Morrison, wasn't even a singer. He was a poet, and someone talked him into being a singer. They were like, you should sing. And then now he's a singer. Like, you're not even a singer, bro. And you can tell because it doesn't sound good. And then Billy Joel is just, like I said.
You shut your mouth on Billy Joel. Ass. The other ones
Billy
I agree
Joel
with
was
you.
Ass. Just bad. Get out of here, Billy Joel. No one cares.
He didn't even sound like that.
Yeah,
and he
might as well.
Stuff.
He might as well sound like that. Oh, the piano man. Good. They just play the piano. Don't sing.
I'll step out of the
John
way.
Geiger,
this is fantastic.
John Geiger says, back banjo, Billy Joel's Long Island. I said New York. Is Long Island in New York?
Yeah.
Thank you.
They're all the same. New York, Jersey.
Here, John. Long
New,
Island.
New
Long
Jersey.
Island, New York. Are
just
you happy
call it,
now?
Just call it New York because it's New Jersey and New York. It's all the same. It's New York.
But literally, in all the tweets we're getting
and all the responses,
you're not going to get a trifecta. Most people hate two of them, like one of them.
I feel like that's the case, yeah.
Because I'm looking at E-Rock says, the Doors are great, but Billy Joel's and Springsteen sucks. Cuz Lightyear says, Springsteen and Billy Joel are booty sauce. I mean, you look at all these different ones. Josh Rapp says, you need to take back what you said about the Doors. It cut me deep.
See? And he don't care about... So what does that tell you? I'm right about
all of them.
No,
you're not right.
Because if you were to take this across the board, and no one... There's someone in my list that most people don't like, which means they all three suck. No one is... There's not been a consensus where everyone's like, oh, no, don't you say that about the Doors? Because there are people like, yeah, the Doors suck. And there are people that are like, don't you say that about Springsteen? Because there are people that are like, yeah, Springsteen sucks. And the same thing with Billy Ass Joel. Same thing. So... Just
this is going to be a promo.
We're gonna,
throughout the Christmas break, we're rotating.
Really
you just
it would be nice if we
Joel.
Got one. I heard pretty much every other show have one. I didn't hear one for us. That would be great.
It's terrible.
And then in rare, but very good to hear from you again, Scott, in Deer Park fashion, he reverted back and said, all of you can EAD and burn in hell for making fun of Charlotte Brown.
Who?
Instead of Charlie Brown.
Just remember Scott and Deer Park.
Charlt.
It was on my list, sir.
Charlt Brown.
Oh, Charlt Brown?
Charlt Brown. So we threw a T in there for good luck.
Oh, my God.
I really want to clarify.
Barry, your musical taste is putrid. Your entire generation is ashamed of you. My entire generation doesn't listen to none of that garbage-ass music.
That's not true.
That's really not true.
Trust me. They don't listen to the Doors. They don't listen to Springsteen, and they don't listen to Billy
Joel. You
are not going to
sit here and tell me that people in their early 40s are not listening to Springsteen.
They do.
If
they do, they're stupid. They need to get out of my generation. We don't want them.
Bah.
It's whack.
And then the other group that was in there, the Stones, sang My Generation. So you're right on target with all of them. But you like the Stones.
Telling you.
You like the Stones.
I mean, I'm not like, oh, I have every Rolling Stones album, but I there are a lot of songs that the Rolling Stones have that I like.
I've never been a Stones fan.
Harlem Shuffle. There's a bunch. Because I listen to like classic rock. Yep, Start Me Up is a great one. I listen. They've done some great covers of music. I listen to classic rock on XM, and they play a lot of Stones, and I dig it. There's a lot of good Rolling Stones songs. There's no good Springsteen songs. There's no good Doors songs. I take that back. The music may be good. It's just the singing that ruins it.
But the thing is, people, I think they look past. You're right. He's not the, in terms of vocals, he's probably not the best, but people still appreciate him. It's like Johnny Cash. He's not necessarily the best singer, but he's a good songwriter.
Can I just tell you to be prepared for your worst nightmare that you thought was happening yesterday when Sal approached you in the parking lot? They're already plotting for Friday to bring you things and their anger level because of this at the Christmas party.
You really want to get at me? Show up with a boombox and play Springsteen and watch me just run out of there. That would hurt way more than if you tried to fight me. Play music from any of those three garbage-ass people that I just named, and that would hurt. It's terrible.
Kevin Joseph is with you.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry to burst y'all's bubble, but hell no. People in the early 40s don't listen to The Doors or Springsteen. Barry's 100% correct. And no one listens to Billy Joel. You know who listens to Billy Joel? 70-year-old women
whose
breasts are sitting in their lap because they're so old.
Pink Valkyrie said, GD it, Barry. The blasphemy on Billy Joel and The Doors. I'm bringing you a Rotten Tomato on Friday.
Bring it. That would be a perfect, that is a perfect metaphor for their music. A Rotten Tomato. Because you should throw it at them.
So we
can
get rid of you if we played music.
Huh?
We could get rid of you if we played Boost, right?
Yeah.
Boost or Bruce? Yeah.
Fantastic boy.
You know what? He's just shouting.
You like
he's not
song?
Singing.
I'm just playing one song.
Does he have to poop? What is wrong with him? That's terrible. You can't tell me that's good vocals. Turn it back up.
It's not bad vocals.
Wait, you want to turn it back up?
What musically is good about
this? By the way, this is live in a concert, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah, what musically sounds good about that?
Okay. Fine.
His Dancing in the Dark video starred what? Future star.
She was on Friends.
Yep.
It was Monica on Friends, right?
Nick's favorite name.
I'm confused.
I'm so
Courtney
confused.
Cox.
Now, see. There it went.
We're not, right?
Huh?
We're not, right?
Oh, no, we don't care about that.
I was told that Keith is not very happy with us.
I don't care.
By the intern.
Hey, Keith, guess what? No one cares.
Okay, so I guess you're not getting on, sir. That Ricky, wasn't my doing.
Ricky, guess what? No one cares.
Play some real music.
Most times when we hear from a Keith,
they don't want to.
They want to crap on us, whether it be on the text line or on calls. Just a question.
Sorry you guys don't like the Christmas songs, but it's Christmas holidays. Get over it.
Here's a good song.
And then there's this.
This is a good song.
No, it isn't.
What?
This song sucks.
This is sexy.
I'll leave you some private time where you can listen to it, but I'll pass on this. All right, E-Rock, you may be blocked from my future Twitter. All right, one segment to go on the show. We'll take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. It can't get here soon enough if I have to listen to this song. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. For you, dear Santa baby.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What?
You just took us right off the rails.
Somebody was like, boy, this show is off the rails now. Sorry, that anger had been pent up for a very long time.
It's reared its head before, but you literally gave birth to a 10-pound ball of hate.
For real, because you've never been this extensive, but I think when everybody was so upset, Bear's like, oh, you like Bruce Springsteen, huh, bitch?
He's awful. I really don't get it. And I'm not even trying to, like somebody said, I just surpassed Skip Bayless as the biggest sports troll on the planet. I'm not even trolling. My hate for him is real.
You legitimately have said this before.
I legitimately think Bruce Springsteen is one of the worst artists of all time from a singing perspective. Now, he might be a decent guitar player. I don't know. I feel like he's probably not even turned on. But does I wish actually, they would all the turn his mic off, turn his guitar on. He's that bad to me. Like, have you ever stepped on a cat's tail? That's a Bruce Springsteen hit. That's just, it's bad.
I really want to call the guy I used to produce for. Ken Wyman was like the biggest Bruce Springsteen fan.
Yeah.
I would love for him to speak with you on the air because you guys would.
I don't care. Tell them all to call. Have, that sound like Lance. Have them all call, dirty bitches. Like, no, I don't. It's Bruce Springsteen. He's awful. There's nothing you can say because all I have to do, all I have to do is play a Bruce Springsteen song. So you're going to go, that's it. I literally just made a top 10 hit.
I don't think anybody got your point. What's your point about Bruce Springsteen again?
What are you saying? You're like the Heimlich maneuver away from clearing up his throat?
I mean, he sounds like he has to poop the whole time. That's it.
All right. Well, all right.
I digress.
So we talked about the injury to Dak, too. Mm-hmm. Clarence Hill Jr., Cowboys beat writer, reporting that Amari Cooper is out there saying that in the huddle, Dak was so injured that he said even in the RPOs that they were going to call, no matter what,
wasn't carrying it no matter what.
Yeah, wasn't carrying it no matter what. Mm. So evidently there is a little something to this injury. Again, with as bad as that division is, you at least would like to see a good game, right? And let the two teams fight it out healthy and figure out.
I mean, why start now?
May the best of the worst teams win.
Why start playing good games now in that division?
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
Good news is I don't think whoever comes out of that division, they ain't advancing.
And actually, you know
what? We only got to see them one game in the wild card, done.
He told Michael Gallup, Dak did, that he wasn't going to throw the RPO no matter what the read was.
Oh, so it was run. Yeah, he was going to hand the ball off.
Yes. That is not like Dak, so I knew something was up.
Mm-hmm.
God, again, though, if you're Jason Garrett, how are you not controlling the narrative? Even if, how do you, one, not talk to your team and have a team meeting and go, you know what? Dak's dinged up. We can't have them have any kind of advantage knowing what to scheme for, game plan for, or have any kind of preparation for. Don't mention this, right? Instead of leading on that he might be hurt. And also, then the defenders are going to take cheap shots and try to hit him a little extra on Sunday.
Well, yeah.
You just shut your mouth.
Yeah, you don't make it a big deal. I mean, he's got to show up on the injury report. But yeah, you don't want people out there saying how good or bad it is.
Well, the other thing is then when he shows up in the injury report, you think, oh, they're just trying to deke us. They're deking us with Dak. That wasn't intentional. I'm just saying they're basically trying to get us to believe, and he's really not hurt. As opposed to when you've got multiple players in the locker room going, oh, yeah, he was hurt. And he went in the huddle saying that he wasn't throwing it, so he was just going to get out of the way. I mean, now if you're the Eagles going, okay, now I've played two, basically the most crappy games of the entire season against Miami and Washington. Lucky to have won one of them, but now I'm feeling a little better if Dak's dinged up.
Yeah. Boy, if you're the Cowboys, you don't want to see... Was it backup Cooper Rush?
Is that who it is?
I don't know. I think so. You don't want to see that, though. Although, if you're Jason Garrett...
Is that going to save your job?
You'd be like, hey, what did you want me to do? I was trying to win the division. Dak got hurt. That's not my fault. We just won that game. We just beat the Rams. Look how good I did.
Well, let me just tell you this. I didn't realize, I had no idea until you brought out the salaries today. But the fact that Jason Garrett's making $6 million a year, I feel sorry for him never again.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Never again for him.
A lot of money.
That is way too much money.
Yep.
I could not believe that when you said that. So, okay, so it looks like the hate's clearing up a little bit, at least the fact that the callers are finally starting to go away, because I was worried that the Blitz might have to deal with the after effects of what you've brought to the table. All right, so again, kind of wrapping up the day as it was, National Signing Day. If you want updates, maybe tomorrow. Terrell Suggs has joined the Chiefs. Rockets on the way to L.A. to take on the Clippers tomorrow. Fred Fowler's birthday. Today.
Happy birthday, Fred.
Happy birthday, Fred. And I'm sure we'll get the chance to see him as we switch places here in a few minutes. But and I believe someone said it's AJ's wife's birthday, too.
Okay. How would they know that?
That is kind of happy birthday, AJ's
that's
wife.
So
happy
creepy.
Birthday if that's true to AJ's
maybe he
wife.
Tweeted it out. Maybe he made it public. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Your patience and intelligence is far beyond what anybody could imagine.
You're talking to me or Barry right now because I was about, an insult.
Talking to AJ's wife.
Wow.
I commend her in so many ways, and I wish her a very happy birthday. Better her than anyone else.
That's good times.
Yeah. So other than that, not much on the agenda for sports viewing again tonight, is there?
No, I actually have a gig in Lake Charles. As soon as we're done here, I am driving to Lake Charles.
So you're gone. Going to be gambling?
No, I got a gig. I'm going to go out there. It starts at 8. I don't know where it's
at. Not at the casino?
No, he told me where it's at. I don't even know the damn name of it.
Well, it's not a bad drive. Not a terrible drive.
The Social Club. Easy. I don't know where that is. It's at the Social Club in Lake Charles at 8 p.m. And then I'm assuming it's over by 9:30, so then I'll just drive back home.
Yeah, so any of you Bruce Springsteen fans.
I'll be home by midnight. That's a good.
Want to see Barry at the club.
Yeah, if you want to see, if you're a big Bruce Springsteen fan, come by so I can tell you how
punch him in his face.
How terrible your taste is in music.
Or if you're LSU guys in the neighborhood.
Oh, well. It's a good thing. It's a good thing I got my carry.
I was just going to say, you strapped?
Better make sure you didn't forget it today.
I don't ever forget it. What's the law in Louisiana? I need to look that up before I get there.
Finders.
They make an app for that because every state has a different
and updated new
different laws about concealed carry and what you can and can't do. And there used to be an app I had on my phone that would say, "All right, you're
first
in Oklahoma.
First come, first served in Louisiana. Yeah. Look out!"
Well, I hope you're hungry because you can eat some of this lid. No,
you are on a roll right now, bro. Man.
I'm just saying, like, if you come at me, what do you want me to do? That's what it's for—to defend myself. I would never just outright do it, but I'm going to defend myself. Why else would I have it?
And you got to go think anybody through the 409 to get there.
Yeah, my peeps. Okay. My folks.
But there's a lot of people that have gone from Louisiana into the 409 to Beaumont and such.
What does that mean?
They'll be looking for your car on the way down the road for you calling them out for being what, number 48?
No, that I didn't. That's
you
a
called
fact.
Them out.
That's a fact.
But you called them out.
Louisiana is 48th in the nation in education. Fact.
Mm-hmm. I am the smartest man alive.
Not if you're from Louisiana, you're not.
I was gonna say.
According to the data.
What did you add to that when you were called on that?
What? What did I add to it?
You were killing the people of Louisiana.
No.
A little bit. What? Even on the show?
Oh, on the TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that they would be like the Forrest Gump of education, but even Forrest knew it was smarter to go to Alabama.
That one stinks for them. That'll leave a mark with most LSU.
You know what's sad is I didn't even write that joke. But it's such a good joke.
But you delivered it. And
I had to do it. Yeah.
Now you're going to get special deliveries.
That's the thing is I get credit for good jokes, but I have to take the heat for the jokes that piss people off too. So it comes with the territory. That's fine.
We'll drive safely out there.
Oh, yeah, of course I will.
Okay.
By the way, just before we go to break, Sigmund Bloom and Sarah Barshop will join us tomorrow.
Oh, there
sweet.
You go. So a little early preview.
I like it.
With Sarah Barshop, we do want to get the answer to that question if the Texans did put on either guy, Janoris Jenkins or Terrell Suggs. Did the Texans put a waiver claim in?
Yeah.
That would be interesting to find out as they prepare for what I think early in the season looked like an easy game for the Texans. But the Buccaneers, the way Jameis is slinging it, 400-plus yards passing, they got some work to do.
Yeah, they do.
At Tampa. Although Mike Evans looks like he's done for the year, so that helps.
Plus, I got plenty of questions for
Sigmund Bloom.
Barry and
you
I have. Barry,
yeah.
How about how many questions you have?
Oh, yeah. Well,
what I'm going to do is try and ask as many questions
last
as I can
week
to keep
I said
you guys.
I wanted to start Lamar Jackson, and he talked me out of it. So I don't know.
I think that should be the first thing. That should be the first question.
I'm going to.
Sigmund, in
about
retrospect.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, in Sigmund, in retrospect, about that.
But it's funny now because. I need to know again. Do I start him?
Sigmund's no Vegas Dave, though.
No, I love Sig.
Sigmund's always been right on time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. That'll about do it for us. We appreciate you guys being suspects. We'll be back again in studio tomorrow and then Friday. We'd love to see you at the Christmas party, at Nick's Place in the afternoon, at Klein's Fine Jewelers in the morning as we celebrate Christmas with the listeners before we have a week off next week. So, for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. It's Fred, AJ, and the Blitz coming up next. Wish Fred a happy birthday right here on ESPN 97.5.
Feliz Navidad!